And thus, Kuf Yud Beis, Amud Beis, starting the 14th Perek, Be'ezer Hashem, wrote the Mishnah. Cheresh shenosa pikachas upikeyach shenosa harshes. We're speaking about Kedushin Barabonon, Nesuin Barabonon. Either the husband was a cheresh, a lav barbas, or the wife was a harshes. So the halacha is imrotza lahitzi yaitzi. If he wants to give her a get, he can give her a get. Ve'imrotza lekayim, if he wants to remain with her, yekayim. And the reason why he can give her a get is kishem shehu kaynes beremize, kachu moitzi beremize, just like the ishus was created al yedei remize, that means that the isha were not bnei das. So the gerushin could also be beremize, even though they're not bnei das. Let us see Rashi. Cheresh kishem shekoynes beremize matam klo koma. He's giving a reason. Why is he mirotza lahitzi yaitzi? Kloima kikidushin kach gerushin. That is why a cheresh can give a get, even though he's allowed by das. V'chein pikeyach v'charshes. The same thing when a pikeyach married a charshes. Beremize konas. So the knisa was beremize. Sherimeis be'etz ba'at shenisratzes loy. There was no means of communication with this harshes. The whole haskome, the whole ritzui was beremize. Or beremize imrotzo lohoitzi yoitzi. So therefore, if he wants to give a get, he can give a get. Now, that what Rashi says, v'chein pikeach b'charshes. So the Tosfos Arosh Taanis on Rashi, that is not necessary at all to say. Pikeach b'charshes, the reason he can give her a get is because you don't need das on gerushin, afilu. We'll have later in the Mishnah, afilu a pikeach married a pikachas v'nischarsha, he can also give her a get. Because you don't need das on gerushin. So the Taisarosh Taanis on Rashi, why did Rashi have to give this reason for a pikeach shenosa harshes? Yash Rishakim the Rishash also asked the kasha. Well, as we continue in the Mishnah, we'll say over the teretz that the Yash Rishakim and the Rishash give. Before we go further, let us see Taisus. Imrotzo lekayem yekayem. Hopshite, that's no chiddush. El agav de tona yoitzi, tona yekayem. Zot the Mishnah weiter. Pikeach shenoso pikachas, v'nischarsho. A pikeach married a pikachas, and now we have here nisuin d'yeraisa. And then v'nischarsho. So here the halacha is also imrotza yaitzi, v'imrotza yekayim. If he wants, he can give her a get. And if he wants, he can remain with her. Nishtatis lo yaitzi. If she became a shaita, then he cannot give her a get. Let us see Rashi. Pikeach shenosa pikachas v'nischar sha'af al pi shekidusheho gemurim. Here it wasn't konsa beremize. Imrotza yaitzi. If he wants, he can give her a get. The beget loy beinan dasa isha, because the mafarish lekama b'masnisen. The Mishnah is going to explain that we do not need dasa isha by gerushin. So therefore, imrotza loyitzi yaitzi. Nishtatis lo yaitzi, bigmore meforesh lo yinagu bo mine kefke, v'takante derabomani.
So Rashi says, Pshat Aval in the Mishnah, but Midarabonon, he's not permitted to give her a get.
Shlayine gobo minikefta.
Nischarish, let's get back to the Mishnah. Nischarish hu oinishtate. Einoi maitzia oilabos. But what is, if the husband became a cheresh or a shayte, then he's unable to give her a get. So Rashi says, Nischarishu la'acha kedusha, hoyel v'kidusha o gemurim hoyu, la'yaitzi aylomis. He cannot give her a get, because in order to be able to give a get, you have to be a ba'adas.
Acheresh is a la'av ba'adas.
Omar Rabbi Yoichanan Benuri, mipnei ma ho'isha shenischarisha yaitza, Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri Estakash and the Tanakame.
What is the difference? Why do you differentiate between if the Isha became a Chereshes or the Ish became a Cheresh? Omrulai, so they told him, Einei Doime ha Isha Megaresh le Isha Hamizgareshes.
It's not the same.
Shehaisha yaitza l'rtzayna v'shaloi l'rtzayna.
The gerishin of an isha does not have to be b'rtzayna. V'ish einei moitzi ela l'rtzaynai. But a husband, in order to be able to give a get, it has to be l'rtzaynai. Heyed Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda ala Charshes, shehi siya avia, shehi yoitza beget. Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda had said, a Charshes ktano, shehi siya avia, her father married her off when she was a ktane, so it was kedushin the yeraisa, shehi yoitza beget, that she can go out beget, omruloi avzuki yaitzibo. So here is also the same. Just like Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda said that a charshes ktano shehisiya avio, which is kedushin the yeraise, aval pikein she's yaitze beget, so you see you can give a get to a charshes, even though it's kedushin deraisa, even though the knisa was not peremize. So hu adin hapikachas v'nis charsha is also the same din. Now let us, before we go further, let us elaborate on a few inyanim. Rabbi Keveger, perhaps this is a Gemara further, but Rabbi Keveger on Mishnayis speaks out that L'chaire, the Mishnah, is very unclear. The Chachomim had said, Pikeach Shenosa Pikachas Menischarsha Imrotza Yoitzi. If he wants, he can give a get. Nischarishu Einei meitzia ilomis. We can't. So they said, a charshes can receive a get min ha-teire, a cheresh cannot give a get min ha-teire. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri asked them, mipnei ma ha-isha shenischar sheyoitz, v'isha nischarish einei meitzia. So, mirehites loshen Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri yevutzim, he's asking, why do you differentiate between an ish and an isha? So it would seem Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is asking that an ish should also be yoitze. Just like you said that an isha is yoitze, so an ish is also yoitze. So it would seem that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that both are moitze. That's what seemed in the beginning of the Mishnah. Later, they brought a raya from Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda, that he said that a charshes ktano sheisiya avia, that she can get a get. So what are they proving over here? So it seems they're proving against, we'll see in Taisus, they're proving against Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri held that a charshes cannot get a get. So it's very unclear. That we see klal that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri did not differentiate between Acheresh and Acharshes. But what does he hold? Are both good or are both no good? So Bekebeke brings down that Be'emes and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds both are no good. Acharshes can't get a get, and Acheresh can't give a get. That's what he holds. The Lav B'nei Deyin, they can't give a get, and they can't accept a get. The first kasha was, L'divreichem, if you hold that Acharshes can get a get, so you hold she's a basdas. So he said, let Acheresh also be able to give a get. So the first kasha is L'divreichem, And the second kasha on Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is that he personally holds that since Acharshes is a lav bastas, so she can't receive a get, so he holds suadin that Acheresh can't give a get. That's what he personally holds. And that they brought a raya from Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda. Let us just see the second Tosfos. Hey, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda, Rabbonon heviyuho lebeis hamedrash. The Rabbonon brought this edus of Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda, lohavi raya ledivreihem. Ve'amru loy, that's a go of Rabbi Simcha Midesve, and they told Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, avzu ki yotzebo, just like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, just like Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda said, that a ktano charsh sheisi avio can get a get, even though this is Isha's deraisa. So who adina pikacha, shenis charsh also can receive a get. Ve'im taima, na taisvis es, le Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, loma eina misgareshes. Let's talk understand the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Why is she not misgarish? Haloi eino chayzeres kshemiramzin lo. Like this is a klal, you need mishalcha ve'eino chayzeres. That one of the tnoim of gerishin is that the misgareshes realizes that after a get, v'shilcha mibeisoy, she's not married to him anymore. So this minimum amount of intelligence is necessary. So Tosfos asks, Acharshes has this. You'll explain to her, and she'll get the message eventually, that things are not the way they were till now. He's sending her away, and eventually she'll get the message, and she won't come back. So why does Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri hold that Acharshes can't get a get? You don't need Rotzen, and it's Mishal Chavein Echezeres. Bishloima de Mikoma came Bishas Nesines Aget Mishalcha Vechezeresi. Ve Eino Meivino Hashem Itzien Oiso Al Kocho. That means eventually she'll get the message, but Bishas Gerishin, when you give her the get and you'll be Meramis to her, she doesn't chap what's happening. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that that's a Tnai in the Maisa Gerishin. That b'shas v'shilcha she has to be a mishalcha v'ein echezeres. And the chachamim hold, it's not a t'nai in the ma'isa gerishin, it's a t'nai in the isha. She's such an isha that will eventually get the message, such an isha can become misgarish. So memeles, so therefore they hold a charshes is misgarishes min ha'toyra. On the first shaila that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri had asked the Chachomim, what is the difference between a Charshes and a Cheresh? So they told him that a Charshes is Yoytzi Mirtzoyna v'Shaloi Mirtzoyna, I saw they bring from Avshach Selgesun Zayn, and I think others say this also. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Geirishin says there are 10 tnoim by Geirishin, and the first tnoi is you need the Rotzayn Habal. He brings a limud. And the Meforish on the Rambam says the Makir of the Rambam that you need Rotzin is from our Mishnah. This is our Mishnah that says, Ha'ish eine migarish elo lirtzoinoi. So Rav Shach says that Geirishin is different than all other kinyonim. By all other kinyonim, you need kavone lahaknois. You don't need Rotzin. Rotzin means I want to do it. There's rotzin to do it. By all of the kinyan, you don't have to. If you're mechaven to do it, that's sufficient. It's a bardas. It's mechaven lahaknois. That's sufficient. By get is a bazundera halacha of rotzin. He has to want to do it. And therefore, Rav Shach says, with this we can understand, when one is koif on a get, koif and oisei at sheyoyma roitza ani. That means we have to hear from him that there's rotzin, because this is a miyuchedika halacha by gerishin, that we need ritzoinoi. Al koponim, we have over here, shitas Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who holds la halacha, that a pikachas shenis charsha cannot be giget. Taisus explains because it's Mishalcha Beine Chayzeres. Os Al Kaponim, there's a chesorin in the Geirishin of a Pikachas Shenis Charsho. So the Ashra Shakiv wants to say that what the first Rashi had said, that a Pikeach Shenosa Charshis, so he can give her a get, Kishem Shenichnesa Beremize, Kach Yaitzis Beremize. And we had mentioned before the Taisus Arosh asked the Kasha, why do you have to say this? A piker shenosa charshes, it's poshut, you can give her a get, because a charshes doesn't get a get. A filu, we have a filu pikachas ben his charshes, she can get a get. So the Ash Rishaki, even Rishash want to say that Rashi wants to tell us a filu according to Rabbi Yechon and Ben Nuri, she can get a get. According to Rabbi Yechon, Benuri Apikachas and Nischar, she can't get a get. Or Apikeyach, she knows of Hareshes, can get a get, because Kshem she nifnesa birmize, kach yotzos birmize. Let us see Rashi. Nischar ishu la'ache kiddushin hoyu b'kiddusheho gimurim hoyu lo yaitzi yelomis. She isiyo aviyo b'kapnuso v'kibol kiddusheho v'havi kiddushin gimurim she yaitzi o b'get v'afilu mishe godlo u'poka koyach of mikabel osi yez gito. So we see from Rab Yochanan ben Gudgodo that and Isha is Mekabel Gita, even though she's a love Bazdas. Havzu Pikacha Shenis Charsho Ki Yoytzei Bo. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Beis Achim Charshim Nisuyin LeBeis Achoyes Charshis. We have two brothers who are Charshim who marry two sisters who are Charshis. Oy. L'shtei achiyois pikhois, or they married two sisters who were pikhois. Oy, l'shtei achiyois achas chareshes v'achas pikachas. Al koponim, the tzav ha-shove of all these three cases is that the kedushin of both brothers are the rabbonim, because both of them are charshim. Oy, Beis achoyois charshois nisuin lishnei achin pikhim. Oy lishnei achin charshin. Oy lishnei achin echad cheresh ve'echad pikeya. So also here, the tzadashov of all these three cases is that it's kedushin darabonon by both brothers, because the two wives are charshes. And now one of the brothers died. So when his wife falls liyibum to the other brother, arei elu pturin min achlitze min hayibum, Because she's an Elva. She's an Elva Midarabonon. She's an Achisish Midarabonon. And the Hozik is also only Midarabonon. So they're Potter Minachalitza Minayibu. Vimhoyu Nochiyot. If in all these cases they weren't two sisters, they were not related at all, is Yichnaisu. So he could be Miyab. If he wants to give a get afterwards, he can give a get. Let us see Rashi. Harei elu pturois, dahoyul ushteyen charshes, oishneyen charoshim, ki kedushe zu, kach kedushe zu, tzadarabono. Va'osu kedushin di ishtoi umafki zike. The kedushin of ishtoi is mafki ad zike. What if they're nochiyos? Yichnoisu. You have to make yibu. She'ein chalitze becharshes becharish. Because there's no chalitze, either if she's a charshes or he's a charish, she'ein non ba'oma va'omro. You need a mirror. Va'ach, some amele, yes, to make yibu. Va'acharkach, if afterwards, after he was miyabin, Imrotsu yaitziyu beget. If they want to give a get, they can give a get. The also get beremize. Umafkiya, now this is a get beremize. Umafkiya nisuin didei vezikas ochiv dohu beremize. Now, Poshet Rashi is telling us that the get helps. Let's say Shnei Achim Charshin. So how does this get help? So it helps because the get is Beremize. So it's Mafkia, the issues, which was also Beremize. All the issues, aside from the Meis, and aside from the Yavim, are only an issues the Rabbono. Now, the Lashon of Rashi is very difficult to understand. Rashi says, Rashi seems to be speaking about two things. The also get, beremize, umafkia nisuin didei, vezika sochiv, dohu beremize. So what are the two things that this get is mafkia? So the Taisvis Yontev Shtelzach after Rashi, the Taisvis Yontev says that we have to say over this Rashi with a grain of salt. Also get the day, umafkia nisuin the day, shahoyu mikoyach zikas ochiv dehu beremize. That the vav is gematria shahoyu bekoyach. That it's not another thing. That the get is mafkiya and nisuin the day that came about through zikas ochiv that was beremize. That's what the Taisvis Yontev says. Now, lulei de mistafine, we had mentioned already a few times. I was mitzadet to say alibe de Rashi that we had a gemara before. The Gemara says that ulakacha lo leisha kiven shelakcha nasis ki ishtoi lachol dovo. After yibum, she becomes ki ishtoi lachol dovo. Melamed shemegarsha beget. He can give her a get. And Rashi says vein tzor chalitzi. Don't to give her chalitzi, he can give her a get. And the Gemara says, pshite. So the Gemara says, no, it says, v'yibma, adayin yibumim rishonim ala. So I would think, b'chalitza ein beget loy. K'mash malon, kivin shalok, k'nasa ki ishtoi l'choldo, v'malamed shemegar shebeget. So we have been mitzadet, we wanted to say, pshat the Gemara as follows. That b'emesin v'yibma tells us, Adayin yibumim reshoinim aleo, that after yibum, she's still a yibumim. And if she's still a yibumim, she's still an eishes hameis. And if she's an Eishes HaMeis, so you have to be Mavkiya the Zika. And that's why Salke Daita Chamina. Bechalitza Ein Begetloi. Which means that you would need Chalitza for the Eishes HaMeis. Begetloi, not that you wouldn't need a get. You Zika need a get for his Eishes. The Yavam has Eishes in her also. But to be Matel, the Eishes HaMeis, Salke Daita Chamina, Bechalitza Ein Begetloi. Kamash Malon. So we wanted to say that the Gemara means as follows. The Gemara in Kiddushin had a Hava Mina, that a person, a Yavam, should be able to be Matara Yavama with a get. A Kalvach Haima from Isha. Madach Isha, Shaina Yaitse Bechalitza Yaitse Beget. Yevomer sheyaitze bechlitz and edin sheyaitze beget. Kamash malon, nal, nalein midiachin eloi. So the Gemara Rahava mina that when the Yevom could be megarish the Eishes HaMeis with a get. You don't need chalitze to be mavkiya the Eishes HaMeis. A get is also sufficient. So we have a miyut chalitze ain't get loy. So this miyut is Kozman, he didn't make a meis lekuchin in her. So the Seder of Havkoas Eishes HaMeis is only through Chalitza. Chalitza ain get loy. But after Ulekocha loy leisha nase ke ishtoi lechol davo. So now she becomes ke ishtoi for all things. That legabi the Eishes HaMeis, just like ishtoi becomes mutar al yedei get, so the Eishes HaMeis also becomes mutar al yedei get. That's what we wanted to say pshat in the Gemara. So it comes out when a Yavam gives a get to his wife, he accomplishes two things. He's mafkiya his ishus, kochaloi leisha, she becomes his wife. And also the Eishes HaMeis also becomes nifka with the get. Because that's nasas ki, a dying yebumim rishonim alav, she's still a Yavam, she's still an Eishes HaMeis. But now this Seder to be Mata the Eishes HaMeis is not through Chalitza, only through Get. So Memele im Kenim Anachnu. So that is what Rashi is saying over here. The also Get Beremiza. We have, let's speak about the case of two Charshim. Now when he's giving, now one Cheresh died and the other Cheresh was Meyabim Ishtoi, which is a Yibum Darabonu. And now, he wants to give her a get. The osi get beremise. So this get, which is a get rabono, o mavkiya nisuin di day, it's mavkiya his nisuin, vizika sochiv, and the zika of the yochiv. Dohu beremise. The zika of the yochiv was the issues of the brother was also beremise. So Memele, Rashi is saying over here, there are two issues in that are nifka beremis. A get, which is beremis. Let us go further. Shnei achim, echot cheresh ve echot pikeach. You have two brothers, one is a cheresh and one is a pikeach. Nisuin lishtei achoyos pikeach. They're married to two sisters, which are pikhais. Meis cheresh bala pikachas. Now, if the cheresh bala pikachas died, now the pikachas is falling liyibu midarabonon, because her whole nisuin was only nisuin darabonon, her husband was a cheresh. Mayase pikeach bala pikachas, teitze mishum achaisisha, she's an achaisisha minatoire. Pikeach, bala pikachas, so the isha in the achos, the ishus he has in the achos is the ishus deraisa. So memele, the pikachas, eishus acheresh, is potter min achalitza min haim. She's an achos isha, nerva deraisa. Meis pikeach, bala pikachas. What if the pikeach, bala pikachas die? Now, she's falling liyibum to the cheresh who married her sister midarabono. is mayase cheresh bal pikachas, meitzi ishtoi beget, ve'eishes ochiv asura lo ilom. And eishes ochiv is also lo ilom. Now, meitzi ishtoi beget, because she's a chayzikul kosa. Ve'eishes ochiv asura lo ilom. He can't be miyabim her, because she's a chayz ishtoi midarabonah. He can't give her a chalitza because he's a cheresh. So neber, she's also loilam. Let us see Rashi. Maitzi ishtei beget, vizikes achoiso habo mikoyach kidushin gemurim, oisroso olof. This is azike dieraisa, so this assels his wife on him. She's achoiso kukosai. Vein koyach b'kiddushin dido litchoyso mishum achoyso isha, because it's only kiddushin darabono. And this is a yibum deraisa. Ve'eishis ochi v'asura loylom, decheresh loycholetz. Ve'lichno isa yevshe, he can't be koyneso mishum achoyso isha. She's an achoyso isha midarabono. She's an erba midarabono. So he can't be koyneso. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Shnei achin pikhin nisuin l'shtei achyois achas chareshes v'achas pikachas. Here the two brothers are pikhin, and they married two sisters. One was a chareshes, one was a pikachas. Meis pikeach bal chareshes, mayase pikeach bal pikachas. Is teitzei mishumacha isisha. So mameila, she's an erba d'yereisa. Meis pikeach bal pikachas. Mayase pikeach bal acharshes. In this case, he's a pikeach. Is meitzei es ishtei beget, because she's a chois zekukosoi. The issues he has in the acharshes is at the rabbonu. That's Eishes Ochiv b'chalitza, but here he can give Eishes Ochiv chalitza. He can be miyabim ho, she's achis ishtay midarabonim. But since he's a pikeach and she's a pikachas, he can give her chalitza. Shnei achim, echad cheresh ve'echad pikeach, nisuyin l'shtei achoyes, achas chereshes ve'achas pikachas. We'll see the cheresh married the charshes, and the pikeach married the pikachas. Meis cheresh bal charshes, mayase pikeach bal pakachas. Is teitzei mishum achis isha. So the cheresh bal charshes is an achis isha diereise. So she goes out, she doesn't need chalitza yibu. Meis pikeach bal pikachas. Mayase cheresh bal charshes, moitzi es ishtoi beget, eishes ochiv asura leyoilom, because he can't give her chalitze, he's a cheresh. He can't be miyabim, because she's a chis ishtoi midarabon. Shnei achim, echot cheresh ve echot pikeach. Nisuin lishtei nochriyois, Pikreis. Now they marry two nochriyes pikreis. Meis cheresh bal pikachas. Mayase pikeach bal pikachas. What should the pikeach bal pikachas do? Oy chaylitz, oy miyab. Can do whatever he wants. It's ishes darabono. She falls leib mi darabon and then nochiyis. If he wants, he can give her chalitza. If he wants, he can be miyab. Meis pikeach bal pikachas. Mayase cheresh bal pikachas. What is the din if the pikeach bal pikachas died? Mayase cheresh bal pikachas. Now, here we have a pikachas is falling to a cheresh. It's not an elder. So what happens now? It's kainis, so he's miyabim her. He can't give her chalitza because he's a cheresh. And here it says, Ve'enei moitzi li'oilo. Here he's not moitzi, he can't give her a get. She's married, that's it. He can't give her a get. Koines, let us see Rashi. Koines ve'en moitzi li'oilo. Now, also a very modern lashon Rashi. The lo'yosi get today, Umavka zikas yibumei ochiv horishe. His get can't be mafkiya the zike of zikas yibumei ochiv horishe. So the Taisvis Yontev was keeping tabs on Rashi, so he says it Rashi means the loy mafkiya, his get cannot be mafkiya nisuyin. Shahoyu mikoyach zikas yibum me'ochiv orish. That's what Rashi means. That means his nesuyin is nesuyim d'araisa. So because it came through zikas ochiv orish, so she's his wife minatoyer. He's a cheresh, so he can't give her a get. So that means he has issues d'araisa. In the Yevome, in Eishes Sochiv, and he can't be mafki in his issues, because he's a cheresh. That's how the Tosfos Yontov says Pshat. Now, before we go further, there's others want to say a different Pshat in Rashi, that Rashi holds that the Yibum of a cheresh is not a yibum d'araisa. But I'd like to mention this Arashi and Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. Rashi Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph says, there it's speaking about if a yibume falls, Yevomet, she was an Ashes Kohen, and she falls to a Yovam who's a Cheresh. He's Miyabim her. So she asks if she's allowed to eat Trume. So Rashi says, Oichela, says the Rashi, middle of the Omid, she's allowed to eat Trume if the Yovam was Miyabim her. The Yovam Cheresh was Miyabim. Loigora be is Cheresh, me be a Shoige, Kuznus, Voinish, Einin, Miskavan, Liknis. So Mamela Rashi seems to be saying that he's kaina. Here we see that she eats trume. She eats trume if she fell to the cheresh, because the bi of a cheresh, even though he's a la bar das, you don't need das by yibum. So the cheresh, she becomes his wife minatoyer. And here Rashi says, Leyosi geti dei mafke zikas yevume ochi varishin. I had wanted to say, Akbal de kechidish in this Rashi. I had said it before, but we mentioned this chidish, I'll just mention bekitzer. Rashi shita is in Kedushin daf yotes, that when a cotton is miyabim, yevume, she becomes ishtay min ha-toyre. It's a yibum in Atayre, but there's no einish mise. And others hold there's no einish kores. Else the issues that he has in the yevome, because there's a miyat isha sheyina fasayishas ish prat lo ishas kotten. That there's no einish mise, and others say there's no einish kores. There's no einish kores on the issues of a yavam kotten. There's a Rashi in Gittin that Rashi says that a cheresh and a shoite cannot become shluchim, because ish kosuv beparsha. By the parsha of shlichus it says ish. And Bahani Lav B'nei Deya. So, this is a Moiridika Rashi, that Rashi seems to be saying that what we know, that Ish Prat Lekotten, is not Stamazoi, that Ish means Godel, And that's how we mamayit cotton. Of Rashi would say, ish means a bardas. So therefore, a cheresh is also not an ish. A shoit is also not an ish. The shame ish means a bardas. So I wanted to say that if according to Rashi, if a cotton was miyabim, a yevome, there's no isurim on the issues of the, that the yov of cotton has, isha shinives ashes ish pratla ashes cotton. So could be on the issues that a cheresh has, there's also no isurim, the same miyut. Isha say, Yinaf as eishes ish, prat la eishes charesh. Agavuche, I saw a very big person that wanted to say that and says it's not true. The Yadovid, Rav David Kalina brings the Rashi by Shlichas and then says, but you shouldn't say that by Yibum also I have this meat. You don't say like that. That's what the Yadovid says. Abo, lulei de mistafine, perhaps we would say nitazai. Im keinem anachnu, if that would be true, that there's no isurei ishus from the yovam of a cheresh, just like there's no isurei ishus from the yovam of a cotton. So it could be Rashi et amore dike kashe. So Rashi et kashe, a cheresh was miyabim Eishes Ochiv. He's a cheresh, but it minatayre he's kainaha. Says lo yoytzi yilomis. So Rashi had a kash. Why lo yoytzi yilomis? He's a labadas. He can't give a get. But there's no isurim on her. What's holding her back? That was Rashi's kash. So Rashi says, you know what's holding her back? Zika. That's why Rashi over here says, "Tloyosi geti demavki zikas yibum meyochi v'orishim." That is true. His issues is no iser on his issues that the yavam cotton has or the yavam cheresh has. But there's an ashes hamais that has to become nitter al yedei get in keinem anachnu. That's why Rashi says, "Tloyosi geti demavki zikas yibum meyochi v'orishim." Perhaps that is Pshat and Rashi. Let us continue the Mishnah. Shnei achin pikhim nesuin lebeis nachiyes. You have two achin pikhim married to two nachiyes. Achas pikachas vachas chareshes. Meis pikeach bal chareshes. Mayas pikeach bal pikachas. Koines. He could be miyabim ho. Bimrotza lahitzi yoitzi. If he wants to give her a get, he can give her a get. Meis pikeach bal pikachas. Mayase pikeach bal charshes. Koines is miyabim. Bimrotza lahitzi yoitzi. Meis pikeach bal pikachas. Mayase pikeach bal charshes. Oy cheletz, oy miyabim. Means in the reisha, he couldn't give chalitzim because she was a charshes. But here, the Pikeach Bal Chalshes can give Chalitza to the Pikachas, Eishes HaPikeach. Shnei Achim, Echot Cheresh ve'Echot Pikeach, Nisum Lebeis Nochiyos, Achas Chalshes ve'Achas Pikachas. The Cheresh married the Chalshes, the Pikeach married the Pikachas. Meis Cheresh Bal Chalshes, Mayas HaPikeach Bal Pikachas, Koinitz, is Miyam. If he wants to give a get, he can give a get. Meis pikeach bal pikachas. Vayase cheresh bal charshes. Koines veine meitzi leoilam, because as we mentioned before, it's a yibum deraise. And he can't give her a get. There's one more taisvis. Yesh gersen b'mishne val ktana bas yisroel shaycheles betume. When they brought down the memra of Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgodo, one edus he said that a charshes sheisiyua ovio and she became a gdeila, she can get a get. And then they said in the Mishnah, Val Ktana Bas Yisroel Shecheles Betrume, and we'll see in Daf Kuf Yud Gimel that this was a second Eidus of Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgodo. Gemayshu B'Gmora B'Perek HaNizokin, the Mishnah is Mefarid, the Eidus that Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgodo had said. Ve'in Tzorch L'Greisu Kan, Sherei Leviu, Ha'Eidus Elo Rai L'Divrayim. Ktana Loma Yaskiru Kan. Sagt die Gemara. Oma Romi Bachome, Maishno Cheresh Vecharshis, Ditkinu Lu Rabbono Nisui. Why is it that a Cheresh and Charshis, if he's a Cheresh, if she's a Charshis, Minatoire, they're not married, because they love an idea. But the Rabbonon were Mesakin Nisuin for them. Umaishno de shoite vishoito de loitekinu lo rabbona nisuin. If the husband is a shoite or the wife is a shoite, loitekinu lo rabbona nisuin. This onion, how do I know this? Shoite vikotten shenosu noshim umesu, nishisayim ptureis minachlitze minayibu. And in our mission it says, acheresh that married anisha, so there's a din yibum v'chalitza. So why were they mesakin? That means by all these three cases, there's a common chesoron. There's no das. Afal pikein the rabbonon were mesakin by a cheresh v'charshes. I mean the rabbonon al kaponim there's nisuin and there's a din yibum and chalitza. And the chalitza al charshes. Bal kaponim. There's a din yibum, and if the husband was a cheresh, it's a din chalitza also, if she's a pikachas. Al kaponim, so there they were mesakin issues, and by a shoite, not cotton, they weren't mesakin issues. So the Gemara answers as follows. Cheresh v'chalshes, the kaime takanta de rabbon. The rabbonon said me the rabbonon des issues. Now, this takone can have a kiyum. That means, if they'll be married with the Rabbono, they'll be able to live together, according to their intelligence, is tkinu lo Rabbono nisuin. So they were mesakin nisuin. Shoite v'shoito deloi kaime takante de Rabbono. That means if the Rabbono will make a takone, that they are married. But this takone won't have a kiyum. That means the ein od. Why not ein odom dorim nochosh bikfifa achas? Ein odom dorim nochosh bikfifa achas. A person cannot live together in one kupa together with a nochosh. So that means to live with a shayte, it's not shayich. He's a meshugane. A shayte is a meshugane. A cheresh is not intelligent, but. They don't throw pots one at the other. They're not mishigoyim. So memele, so the issues can remain. Masha einkein with a shoyte, there'll never be issues. I mean, lamaisa, they'll be fighting, and eventually one will leave the other. So there'll never be such a semblance of issues. Is leitekino rabbono nisui. So they weren't mesakin nisui. Frag die Gemore, umayshno koten, du loy tekino rabono nisuin, vecherisht kino loy rabono nisuin. Frag die Gemore, fine. Aber a koten, and is similar to a cherish, not a nochosh, he's a lav barbas. So why by a cherish, the rabono war mesake nisuin? She's ishtoi, and there's a din yibum, vechalitze. And why by a koten, there's no nisuin? So the Gemara answers, Cheresh deloy osi lechlal nisuin. A Cheresh will never by himself be a bar nisuin. Because his whole life he's a Cheresh. So if there won't be a takona da rabbonon, he'll never get married. Is kino rabbonon nisuin, so they'll mesakin nisuin. Koten de osi lechlal nisuin, a koten vos brennt. That means, now he's a lav bardas. So what do you say? Let's be misakin nisuin. He should be able to get married now. And if he won't get married, now he can get married when he becomes a godel. He don't need a tekone to enable to get married. Wait a few years and he'll get married without a tekone. His cotton, the osi lechlau nisun leitekino rabono nisun. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. The tekino lu rabono nisun, diktoni mas nisun shetzricha is chalitze, you need chalitze. By Anashis Cheresh, Alma Yesh Nisuin, the Kedushin Lecheresh, the Afagav the Lav Bardeyu, Umide Raise, Ein Kinyon, Ein Kinyon, Abba, the Rabbonon Wamesaken Nisuin. Ochi Garcine, Shoite Vekotten Shenosu Noshim, Nishesem Pturis, Minachlitze, Minayibu. So the Gemara answered that there's a difference in a Cheresh and a Shoite. By a Cheresh, the Kaima Takanta the Rabbonon. Shedalkom liye shalom b'nei, a cheresh, they could be shalom. Afilu cheresh im charshis, v'choshkeng sheish pekeach, if you have one that's a pekeach, so he's either can ensure that they'll be shalom. Avul shayte, afilu b'pikachas le shayte, or v'shayte le pekeach, ein shalom b'nei, v'choshkeng shayte le shayte, there's no shalom, that's a nochosh, that's a mishigoyim. Bekfife besoich kupa achas. Fine. So that's the difference why they were misakin issues by a cheresh and not by a shoite. So the Gemara is a maishna cotton diktoni leel shoite ve cotton shenosu. That is not in yibum vachalit. So why weren't they misakin issues by a cotton? So the Gemara answers, Cheresh de loy osi lo oilam lechlau nesuyin de araise. Cheresh that will never become a bar nesuyin de araise, tkino loy rabono nesuyin kidei shelo yiboto. Asheen ken a cotton will become a bar nesuyin de araise. Now what does Rashi mean, kidei shelo yiboto? They were misakin, nisuin for a cheresh, kidei shelo yibotl. It dachsach mir, Rashi means, kidei shelo yibotl mipirya verivya. The Gemara says such a loshen in Baba Basra, chatzi eved v'chatzi ben choyren, lisa shivche eine yochel, lisa bas choyren eine yochel, yibotl. He should become bottle from Pirvi Rivia. But lo nivra lo oilam ella le Pirvi Rivia shenema lo soyu vro le sheves yitzora. So therefore, kaifen es rabbi, liten lo shtar shichol. But we see the Gemara uses a loshen ye bottle and Pirvi Rivia. So lo chayre, that is pshat nrashi. That trouble. If they won't be misakin the suin for a cheresh, so he can't get married. No, we're talking about ontlech a cheresh, so what's gonna be? He's not permitted, there's no union of issues by him. So there won't be any perivarivia. So memeila said he'll misakin issues, kadei shaloyi bottle, that there should be perivarivia. I think that is pshat mirash. Well, kan shoyil aben, if that is pshat mirashi, so was bothered dear that he'll become bottle of Piriviri? He's a cheresh. He's a lav b'chiyuvus. What's going on? So he won't have children. He's mechuyev to have children. You have to be doyik. He should have children. So on this kasha, I wanted to say two terutzim. I hope one of them is emes. Maybe perhaps both are emes. The Gemara, we just mentioned before, Gemara Baba Basra, the Gemara Baba Basra says that Chatzi Yevet v'Chatzi Ben Choyren, he has a terrible predicament. Lisa Shivcha ene yoch, Lisa Bas Choyren ene yoch. Yibotl. The Gemara brings the Posek. It says, Loisoyu v'ro l'sheves yitzor. The world was not created the world was created l'shevis, that there should be continuity, that there should be doiris. That's the tachlis habriyah. So Taisus and Baba Basra asks Akasha, why does the Gemara to bring a posik in Novi? I saw you brawl the Shabbos Yitzhak. But the Gemara bring, there's a mitzvah piri varivya. Why do you have to go? There's a mitzvah piri varivya. That's Taisus Akasha. There's a moira de kari in Baba Basra, the ri for emphasis Taisus Akasha. Let me just read over what the ri says. Varime forish. The lekach loinokat kra de pirye verivye, mishum de potahu meyaisa mitzvah. Well, what do you marry shalemis? He can't marry a shivche. He can't marry a bas chayren. He can't marry. So he's potah, he's an honor. So what's the problem? What's, you have to, you kaifes rabbi, what's the problem? He's an honor, so he's potah. The potahu meyaisa mitzvah, kiven shumanos. So you should force the other, this Eved Kumen af Yenevel, Achatzi Eved Vachatzi Ben Chayrin. Will a question arise? Why won't you Mekayim Pivi Rivye? No one is going to ask such a question. Rabbi Isai, I was an honor. Lisa Shifcheni Yoch, Lisa Baschayrin Meni Yoch. So I'm Potter from the Mitzvah, no Kashe. Just like you won't ask a Yisrael why he didn't eat Trume. He's Potter for Mitzvah Sachilas Trume. This, Achatzi Evet, Achatzi Betchem, is Potter for Pivarimia. So Taisva says, so why should you be Meshachet the Odom to make him Mechuyev in the Mitzvah? So Taisva says, Dim came b'chol avod, dim no keif kabam l'shachem, k'day she yischayvu b'chol ha-mitzvahs. Oh, you want to be frum now? Good, I'll go over to all Adonim. You know, Nebuchadnezzar Knani is Potter from Tfilin, he's Potter from all mitzvahs, Potter from Talmud Torah, he's Potter from all mitzvahs, that Anish is Potter from. So let's go over to the Adam and tell him, you have to give him a Shtah Shicha, because of you he's Potter. We have to make him a Chuyah. There's no such thing. He's an Eved, he's Potter. So the Ri says, that is why the Gemara did not mention, there's a mitzvah of Piri Varibia. The mitzvah of Piri Varibia, he's also part of it. He's an anus. That's why the Gemara mentioned the Pasuk of Loisoyu. Mishum shi mitzvah rabbe, loy nivra ha'oilam, elo mishvil Piri Varibia. That's Taisvus Teretz. So, Bachsach Mir. What is Pshat in Taisvus Teretz? That the Din Kfiyah over here is not because the mitzvah proti on the Eved. The Eved is Potter. He's an onus. His hands are tied. That what Loisayu is a mitzvah rabbit, Taisvus means, I think I heard this b'shem Rab Reuven Zechayna Lebroche, that the tachlis habriya is that each person should have children. That's leisoyu b'ro leshemes yitzor. That's the tachlis habriya. In this, there's no taina he's potter. But what's with the Rabbein Shalom's tachlis and the briya? That means if you're being done, als a mitzvah proti of this, why didn't you do this mitzvah? I have an answer. I have a teretz. I have a legitimate teretz. I'm potter. I'm an onus, I'm not mechuyev. But we're speaking about that the tachlis of the bria was leinivra ha'olam. The tachlis of the bria was el lepiri v'rivya, that everyone should have descendants. That was the tachlis of bria. So memele, so because of you odin, the bria won't come to its tachlis. That we won't do. So therefore we force the odin to be mishachem. So it could be that is Pshat and Rashi. Rashi says, Cheresh lo yosi lo ilum leklau, nisuin derais, gilman nisuin kadesh lo yimboto. Not because he's mechuyev b'mitzvahs. Cheresh is potom in a mitzvahs. But al koponim, just like that Eved is potom in a mitzvahs, dachatzi Eved, dachatzi ben chum. But the tachlis of Briya is that each person should have doiris. So als that, kadesh lo yimboto, the lashon of the Gemara in Baba Basra. That's one mahalach. Another mahalach, I once saw a moira de keprime godem in In Simen Shin Chav Hei, Neshel Avrom Sivkot Nechav Beis, that the Primogodim says as follows. He says there's a difference. We know Chereshet of a Kotten, we put them all in the same category. The Primogodim says they're not the same category at all. They're different. A Kotten is Lav B'nei Mitzvah. There's no mitzvahs for a Kotten. A Kotten is a Lav B'nei Mitzvah. Cheresh shoite v'kotn b'nei mitzvah. Cheresh v'shoite b'nei mitzvah. El alav b'nei deye. That means as follows. That means be'etzem he's bo legil mitzvahs. He's a godel. He's mechuyev b'mitzvahs. There's a chiyev mitzvah and there's a poita. That means that there's two conflicting factors. Mitzad gadlusa is mechuyev b'mitzvahs. Mitzad is labnei deya, he's part of in the mitzvahs. He's a labnei deya. And because of this, the Primogodim says two mechudishtik alochis, which are very kedai to know. One mechudishtik alochi says, he says, if a cheresh will cook on Shabbos, so he says the food is also. Just like a person cooks b'shoigig, he didn't know you're not allowed to cook, so Chazal asked the food. A cheresh will cook on Shabbos, the food is also. He's mitzuv in Shabbos. A cotton will cook on Shabbos, the food is mutter. He's not mitzuv in Shabbos. So Chazal never asked ma'aseh Shabbos of a cotton. Halacha number one. Halacha number two, he says, I'm boyer de kechidish. What will be the halacha if a person will be marshal a cheresh v'shoiten in aveira? So he says, the marshal is oiva lifnei iva minatayre. That's called a mirshal, because he's mitzuv in mitzvahs. So you marshal him? He's mitzvah and mitzvahs. So that's called you a marshal aniva. You're evil if neva de reise. But the Primogodim was saying, if a person is marshal a cotton to do an aveira, there's a mirshal, he did an aveira, he's not mitzvah at all. So it could be that kedeshelo yibotel, tkinele rabbon and isun kedeshelo yibotel, that means it, perhaps we could say that we asked Akasha, what mean kedai shalai yibotol? He's not mitzuvah. But the way we're saying now, be'emesin acheresh is mitzuvah mitzvahs. He's mitzvah. He's a lav neidei. Nebuch, he's not responsible for his actions. But be'emesin, there's a tzivui. The Primogodim calls it a michshel if he does an aveira. So memele, so that's why they were mesakin nisui, that kedai shalai, he should be able to have. He should be able, when a cheresh has a child, he was mekayim mitzvahs piri v'rivya. It's not like an isha takes a lulav. An isha is not mitzvah in lulav. So she takes a lulav, could be it's nothing. The Bein Tam holds it is a mitzvah, but the machlekes harishonim. Rashi holds it's not a mitzvah. But a cheresh will have a child, he'll be mekayim piri v'rivya. We can't be mechayiv him to do it because he's a nonus, he's a labad b'nadeh. But if he does it, he'll have a kiyum mitzvah. So that could be pshat in Rashi that they were mesakin nisuin kedei shaloyibot. He should be able to shaloyibot or mipi v'ribi. I think could be that is pshat in Rashi. Now, according to the second pshat, so we have a shtickle problem. So what's the gemoris kasha by a cotton? Let's be misaken by a cotton also. I mean, the Primogodim said that a cotton is bachlana mitzvah mitzvahs. So, Mamelo, what's the kasha? If the whole time they were misaken nisuin was that he should be able to be mekayim the mitzvah, so that's dafke by a cheresh. He is a bar mitzvah. A cotton is a lav bar mitzvah. So it could be the Gemara's kasha is that means he will become a bar mitzvah, so let's be misakin nisuin, that he'll have a wife, so when he'll become a bar mitzvah, that means he'll have a wife, and he's been mekayim the mitzvah. Why aren't we misakin that for the shpetet the mitzvah, they'll be able to be mekayim? So that the Gemara answers very well. The Gemara says if later he wouldn't be able to make Nisuin, then you're right. Then we'd be Misakin Nisuin, Kivei should be Mekayim the Mitzvah Pi Yibiribi. But since later he'll be able to make Nisuin himself, so why should we be Misakin Nisuin? Let us see Taisvis. Tein Odom Dorim Nochesh Bekvifa Achas. That means a shaita, there's two extremes. If Chazal will never misakin nisuin by a shaita, because it's shreklach, einodam dorem nochesh bekvifa achas, leidoch gise. If he married an ish and she became a shaita, so now achmona nitzlan, he can't get rid of her, he can't give a get. Because since he's given shen yedas lishmer atzmo, we'll see what either means al stakona or it's not shemeres as gitos and mamel. Now you can't give a get. Zok the gemara baite varek tana. So you're telling me guidelines. Acheresh they were misakin because they were misakin because if not without the takona, he'll never be able to get married. A cotton they weren't misakin because he's the osi lechlau nisuin. Freg de gemore vrektane the osi lechlau nisuin utekino rabono nisuin. So why were the misakin issues for a cotton if the father died? They were misakin a yisoimim that the brother can marry off, the mother can marry off. So the gemore says this for a different purpose in Gansen. Awesome. That's a different reason. She doesn't have a father. And, Bechlal, if she won't get married, if she will be unable to get married, that means she's all over the kosher business. Is therefore the Rabbana Bar Masakin that she should get married, and she has a husband, and he'll watch her, and that'll solve the problem. Frag the Gemore, umayshno ktane de memeenes, umayshno chaushes de loy memeano. The bano, I says, the Gemore is so good. So a ktane de wamesakin kedushin, and a chaushes de wamesakin kedushin. Now by a ktane, they said, if she doesn't want the kedushin, she's memayin, so she can be oike the kedushin. By a chaushes, there's no than me. So the Gemara says, "Divkei mimni v'loy nos v'lo," because if a charshes would be able to, if a charshes would be able to be memayin, so no one would ever marry her. So Rashi, "Mimni v'loy nos v'lo," hoyol ulaoylam hiyachoyla lamayim ibnei charshusa. That means if we will make this takona that a charshes has a schus miyum. So that means her whole life, whenever she decides, she'll be able to be memayim. So no one will ever marry her. So the takone doesn't apply. Avol ktana gvul yeshlo, v'sova mefaisno lo kol shato, at sheyaver zman miyuno. That means by a ktana, so the whole thing is, how long it should be a ketan, eventually she'll grow up, some amela. So therefore they gave her a koyach lemayin, and the people will not be moineya themselves from marrying a ketan because they know it's only a short period of time, and that period of time they'll be mafayasa, and later when she'll become a gdoyla, she'll lose the koyach of mir.